And then I was invited to what I believe was Harvey's apartment. And my expectation, of course, was that others involved in the movie would be there as well. And that turned out not to be the case. And it was in this down a rather darkened hallway that I discovered him in the bathtub. And that encounter, as you might imagine, was petrifying to a 20-year-old. I sort of stood there frozen. And Mr. Weinstein was quite calm about trying to explain to me that if I would at least take my top off, this would demonstrate to him that I wasn't going to be shy about doing so in front of the cameras. The movie was likely to have topless scenes. And looking back, as I've said in several interviews now, I'm slightly ashamed to think that the only way I could imagine getting out of there was not running, but rather politely and sort of self-effacingly apologizing for the fact that I didn't feel comfortable with that. And so I did eventually exit and found a payphone, called my boyfriend, and basically threw my acting aspirations in the wastebasket.
You had actually gone back to one of your tryouts, your auditions, that where they said that you were moving forward and they told you they weren't interested anymore, Weinstein's company?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know if it was Weinstein's company. It was a casting agent. At the time, I was so frightened because of the previous experience that I convinced one of my housemates to come with me, a rather larger young man. And once we got there, it was pretty clear that Harvey himself, neither Harvey nor Bob were going to be there. And the casting agent was a very kind older woman who just sort of said to me, you know, you're not getting this part, right?